Hello and welcome to this episode of the Coached by Halls podcast, a podcast that I hope will help you to live healthier and happier while still enjoying a fun-filled life. On today's episode, I chat with my good friend Callum. We chat about all things yoga, Pilates, which is better for you, the difference between the two, and also we just have a good catch-up because it's been like 3 years since we actually saw each other. Adult friendship life at its finest right there. There is a section where we cut out for a moment because there was an issue with my Wi-Fi, so I apologise for that, but I hope you enjoy. Okay, let's go. Hi.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's
a pleasure. It's been a long time coming.
I know, I can't believe I'm actually finally on the podcast.
It's amazing. I love it. We've just done a hot yoga class, haven't we?
Oh my God, it was very intense.
I've never done one before, but you have.
I've done a couple of hot yoga sessions, yeah. But I do feel like that was the hardest one I have ever done just then. Like, she was taking no prisoners.
No, she wasn't.
I loved it for it.
She even said you're not allowed to leave. Actual prisoners.
Yeah, she did actually, didn't she? I understood, though, what she meant by, yeah, like, not leaving.
Yeah, 100%. That class made me realise how much it is mind over matter a lot, because you could just give up.
Yeah, you
instantly
could.
It's your mind saying, no, you can't do it, give up. But your body can do it.
You can do it, yeah. And I think it was quite nice how she's like, her cueing was just so good. When you thought you were going to give up, she was there cueing you. She's like rooting you on.
Yeah.
She's a bit like a cheerleader, wasn't she, really?
Yeah. Love that. You said you're going to change your style of teaching now.
Yeah, so yeah, it's actually good because, like, she did do any demonstrations, did she really?
No.
I know she did a few arms and she did that butt pose right at the end. But other than that, she didn't do one movement, did she?
No. But if she's teaching two or three of those a day, that'd be a lot, wouldn't it? So you can understand why she didn't do it.
But and in, like, that heat as well.
Yeah. What temperature do you think it actually was in there?
I think, what, the one I go to, I swear it's like, yeah, 30-something degrees.
Even, like, the whole time, I was like, oh, I can't wait till we lie down. And then I was led down, and I was like, still really hot. Like, I've never sweated, like, out of my arms. I remember, we had our arms out in front, and I could actually see the sweat, like, dripping off my arms.
It was that Warrior 2 series.
Yeah.
The sweat was just pulling it down and it just kept splashing the mat, and I was like, oh, it's minging.
No, it's good. I'll go back.
Do you think you are a lover of hot yoga now, then?
I think I could be more prepared this time. I did go lightheaded a few times. Mm. You said the same.
Yeah.
But I managed to, like, talk myself out of it. And that was interesting what she said about you breathing. So she made us only breathe through our nose, which activated our parasympathetic nervous system, which calms you down. And she said, if you open your mouth, that's your body going into fight or flight mode. And that's when you felt worse, if you're breathing through your mouth, wasn't
100%.
It?
100%. I literally had a moment. I don't know if you saw me. I went down and I was like, oh. But it's because I was mouth breathing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my goodness, stop this now.
Let me out. No, but powered through. It was good. I really enjoyed it. So we have a few questions for you that my Instagram followers. So we've got three longer questions, and then I have a couple of, like, quick fire this or that questions.
Okay, yeah. As well. Okay, thank you. I'm right there.
So, question number one: why did you become a yoga instructor?
My background, obviously, I trained as a dancer, and we used to do it at uni as, like, I don't know what it's called. Is it called extracurricular?
Yeah,
like thingy.
Yoga?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And I just thought to myself, oh, I actually really love this. And then sort of finished uni and I just was working at a gym, got a receptionist job doing at a gym. And I just started going to classes and I was like, oh, this is a bit of me, this is a bit of me. And then, yeah, it was just like a spur of the moment thing, wasn't it? And then I think I was just like, oh, I'm going to go do my yoga training. And then I picked to go do it in Bali. And, well, you know, I literally had the best time ever. Like, honestly, if anyone wants to do it, I would literally, like, go away and do it, because if you can, you just get so much more out of it than the actual qualification itself. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I think I remember, actually, just unlocked a memory. I think we went out for drinks after I got back from Bali. Mm-hmm. And you were like, you're just like a different person. I was like,
girl, it has changed me.
You find yourself.
I think I did. You know, I just had this, like, this epiphany, like, when you're in it as well, you're literally surrounded by it, and it can be quite intense, like, on your body, and like, a bit like we just talked about, you know, the mind over the matter situation. Mm-hmm. But, like, well, for yoga training, you're literally doing 8 hours of yoga a day, and then you're doing, like, your theory, you're doing your practice, you're doing your early morning, and, like, mine was quite intense, like, you couldn't speak to anyone in the morning, you couldn't really give anyone eye contact, like, you couldn't really talk past, like, 10 o'clock.
A.M.
Yeah, a.m. So, like, you've done your morning practice from about, I think it was, like, 5:45, 3 hours. Then you had your breakfast in silence, and then you went through, and then you had, like, your first, I don't know, what do they call it? Like, session.
Of 10.
Yeah. It was so bizarre, but honestly, so rewarding.
Yeah, I can imagine. And where did you do your Pilates training then?
I did that in Manchester, actually. I did it just like a course. It was in between, like, the weird time of lockdown. So, like, this was where you could go, then you had to social distance.
Oh my God.
But then by the end of it, we just all was
together
anyway. Yeah. So, yeah, I did that in Manchester.
It's actually you started me off on my yoga journey, because I think you made a couple of videos in lockdown, didn't you? And I struggled a bit with anxiety in lockdown, so I did your videos and I found them really useful. I was like, oh, more people need to know about this than I did my training. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So what was the actual question? Because I think I just waffled then. What made me want to be a Pilates and yoga instructor?
Why did you become a yoga instructor?
I just wanted to facilitate. I just wanted to be, like you just said, like, help people. And,
you
know, like, the stuff that people say after my classes, it's just, like,
rewarding.
Yeah, people are like, oh, that was amazing, thank you. You don't realise how much of an effect it actually has on people. Like, I had a lady the other week, she's suffered with a bit of grief in her life, and she just came up afterwards, and she's like, she did burst out crying. And I said, are you okay? She said, yeah, I just had bit of a loss in the family, and I just feel really connected to them. Oh, so thank you. Oh, it's just such, like, a rewarding thing, isn't it?
I love that. Yeah, because even at the end of that class we've just done then, she said, dedicate your practice to someone. It doesn't matter if they're with us or in the past. And I found that I've never done that before.
I can just do intentions with mine. So I'd be like, set a focus, set a goal, set something you want to achieve. Or I just say, it's not even about that. Just be here on the mat. Yeah. Like, you've dedicated this time. Stay here.
Moving your body.
But that's the main reason. I kind of fell into it, really. And then got back from my training. And obviously, I already worked at the gym. And my fitness manager, who's still a really good friend of mine now, she's, like, amazing. She was like, oh, I've got you three classes. And I was like, oh, no, can't teach. She's like, yeah, you can. And she just, the next week I just taught, and that were it.
It's a confidence thing,
isn't it? And I was like, oh, no, can I wait? And she's like, what are you waiting for?
Yeah. Literally, confidence comes with action. No one starts off anything confident, really.
And then I think, obviously, because, like, members knew my journey from me having a month off from reception, they were, like, intrigued to come to my classes.
Yeah.
But that first class, ooh.
It is. It's always the first one.
Yeah.
And then it's always your own thoughts in your head. Your head makes it out to be a lot worse than it ever actually is.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, yeah. Never listen to them inside voices, but it's just easier said than done, isn't it?
Yeah. Again, it's the power of the mind. That's why meditation's so good as well, though. So I always say meditation, the goal isn't to clear the mind of thoughts. It's like, stay focused on your breathing, and then when a thought comes to mind, acknowledge it and take your focus back on your breathing. Nice, sort of say that's, imagine you doing a bicep curl in the gym, that's a rep for your muscle.
Mm-hmm.
But doing that in your meditation, that's a rep for your mind, that's getting your mind stronger. A bicep curl is getting your muscles stronger. Yeah.
That's a nice analogy. I might steal that one.
I love that. Ready for the next question?
I'm ready.
What's the difference between yoga and Pilates?
Okay, so yeah, we get this quite a lot, really. So I always find, there's a big stigma, isn't there? Like, yoga, people say, yoga's just stretching. And I'm like,
no, it's not.
It's not, please. Like, And then people say, oh, is that all you do all day? Just stretch and fart and whatever not. And I'm like, no, there's more to it than that. But yeah, thanks. I do hear a couple of farts, you know what I mean? It's just normal. It happens. We just don't address
it. No shame here.
Yeah, no shame here. Fart away. You need to let something go. Let it go.
But yeah, so yoga I always find, obviously, it's a little bit more of a flowing through. You're sort of working through different asanas. And you're sort of just following like a little bit of your own journey. So it's a little bit more in your body, your feeling your space. Control. And with Pilates, I always find that it's like the core repetitions that I really like. And it's just that bit of that, give me more. Yeah, give me more. But my favourite to teach and to do is still yoga.
I agree.
But I have found a love for reformer Pilates. So, yeah, I think they complement each other very well, but I do feel like Pilates is sort of a little bit more that you can push yourself a little bit more.
Yeah. So which Pilates do you teach?
I'll just teach mat-based at the moment.
And what's reformer for anyone who's listening?
So reformer is where it's like obviously the machines.
Okay.
So Joseph Pilates obviously made the Pilates from yoga because it's like a sisterhood of yoga, isn't it? And when he was making it, I think he used to go to hospitals and he used to use the hospital beds to like help people sort of get better when they were in bed and couldn't move. So that's how it came about. So obviously you're using like springs from old hospital beds and he used to like put them get people to do that. So I think that's where the reformer came from. But I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me on any of that.
But it's a big trend at the minute, isn't it, reformer?
But I definitely think it does come from that. Like, it stems from that.
Makes sense.
And that's how the springs work.
Because I think, like, Joseph Pilates as well. Have you ever seen any videos of him actually teaching?
Not.
You should see the moves that he does. Like, if, say, for instance, if you're doing, like, a single leg stretch, and you're pulling the knee up, he's going so quick and he's breathing. It's doing... It's like that, honestly. I'll have to show you afterwards.
Yeah, we'll have a little look. I might link to the video to it, actually.
Oh my God, you should see it. I'll have to show it, yeah.
And then people like, I think I shared something on Instagram the other day, and you're like, think my classes is hard. Thank God I'm not doing it like Joseph now.
Threaten them with it. Could make it harder. Yeah, no, people tend to think yoga's really easy as well, don't they? I think I've actually managed to humble a lot of guys. I've just started teaching a class in the gym I work in, and it's really good actually. We have about 40 people come in. I'd say about 30-35% are actually men, which you don't see.
That's so often, good. I don't have that ratio in my classes. It's probably that one class that I get about maybe 4 or 5 men in.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's all predominantly females.
I think it helps because it's in the gym.
Yeah.
So that setting's a bit, men probably feel a bit more comfortable coming to a class when it's in that setting. And the amount of guys that come up to the end, they're like, that's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be, but they've loved it and they've been back every week since.
That's amazing. Yeah. What I find with yoga is sometimes you can't always break stuff down. You know, in Pilates, you can lessen it off, you can make it, you can sort of, you know, modify a little bit more.
Yeah.
But with like yoga, you're either doing the pose or you're not doing the pose, aren't you?
Yeah.
But I've found I always tend to work with 3 levels, me. And I always feel like they're like my things that I tend to go with.
Okay.
But then sometimes a level 1 is probably not where people should be. They probably need to be at level 2, but I like to just give it so people have got options. You know, like, your body feels different every day, and like sometimes you think, oh, maybe it's a do less day today, maybe it's a do more day. So that's why I like to like loads of levels in.
That's a really good point, actually. Like, you do feel different in your body every day, but I think that's where yoga and Pilates are really good, because it forces you to come into your body and notice where you're feeling things. Maybe one side's tighter than the other. Give one side a little bit more love. So I mean, it brings the awareness to your body.
Yeah, 100%. I always say 2 sides are different.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, like, well, we both know this, like, how we sit as well. Like, sometimes I'm so bad, I'll sit on my leg until it's, like, physically numb. And then I'm like, oh, why is my hip so tight? Oh, like you said earlier.
In the car driving. Yeah, everyone's posture is completely different, isn't it? And everyone can do different things. 1 week you might be able to do a certain pose, the next you might not. But that's okay.
It is okay.
And that's why we like yoga, because it accepts that.
Yeah. Well. And I think Pilates is as well, yeah. To be fair, like, do what you want.
Mm-hmm. Push yourself to your body. At the same time.
Yeah. I always like don't count properly in my classes. I'm like, oh, I'm almost counting. Really, I'm still counting. I'm just pretending and waffling.
Yeah. Yeah, keep the mind off it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, three more. And then it's like, they've done 10 more and everyone's dying. Like, okay, three more.
One of my regular clients said to me a couple of months ago, she was, wasn't it? And you just said that. She was like, do you know what a couple is? Because you always say a couple and then we're going for like five more. And then I'm like, yeah, two people. I was like, yeah, it's never two though, is it? I said, well, you know, I like to keep getting a word. So I've tried to stop saying a couple now. Because okay. I always say, oh, just a couple more. But then people might think I'm interested in couples that are like four people, five people. Not my vibe. But you know the stuff that comes out when you're teaching. Honestly, I'm like, no. It's only two. I know a couple is two.
Thruple.
Thruple more.
Yeah. No, I say a few. How many is a few? Last few, I say a lot.
Okay, that's nice.
That opens it up a little bit more. Yeah.
But I feel like queuing is like the main thing, isn't it? Like, I'm always like, four, three, two, and then stop.
Everyone's looking at you like,
yeah,
we done. Which do you prefer?
Teaching or doing?
Oh, I've just ruined one of the quick fire questions.
Okay.
Cancel that. Ignore that.
Okay.
What was that question? So, yeah, difference between yoga and Pilates. I think we covered that there. What would you say someone who is a complete beginner, would you recommend yoga or Pilates or vice versa? Or I suppose you could go to a class which is beginner for either.
Yeah, so I think if you're very, very new to something, mm-hmm. I always find just to sort of get the mind in there, I would recommend yoga to begin okay. with. But then if you're wanting more of like, I don't know, if you're wanting more of the core repetitions that Pilates has mm-hmm. or you're, because some people, it's hard to be still, isn't it? Yeah. You're on that mat. It's hard just to actually switch off. But like today, I was fully invested in that because I was like, I need to stay alive here. I need to breathe.
Focusing on staying alive.
Like, there was no thinking about what's going to happen in a minute because I was just trying to get through the current minute I was on. And I thought to myself, yeah. So I think I would actually recommend people to do yoga first just mm-hmm. to get in that mindfulness. But if people are feeling that they want to try Pilates, both I'd recommend them. Both. They're yeah. both as equally as good. And they go well together.
Yeah.
Like they sit well together. They knit well together. Mm-hmm. I do hate that question where people are like, so... what would you say is better? Well, they're equally as good.
So you mentioned that, yeah.
But it's like, what do you want? Mm-hmm. What are you wanting out of the gym? Yes. What are you wanting to get from this?
That's similar when people ask me questions. What's the best exercise to lose weight? The best exercise is something that you enjoy that you can stay consistent with. Mm-hmm. So maybe try both yoga and Pilates. Whichever you prefer, do more of that one.
Yeah.
Because you're more likely to do it more. And get the benefits more if you enjoy that one more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ready for the next question.
Oh, okay. That kind of might have kind of just touched on this one, actually.
I love how we go like flowing through.
What are the benefits of yoga and Pilates? So I think maybe split the two up. Maybe go with yoga first. The benefits.
I think it's just what it needs to be for you. So obviously that yoga is that sort of mindfulness. It's allowing you to really, truly breathe. Like, you know, on an average day, we don't actually breathe past the collarbones, do we really? Like, when do we actually take a full breath into the lungs? So I think that's really important. And just to be aware of it, like, oh, I can't actually breathe past my diaphragm. I've not used any breath. What was the question?
I was like, oh my goodness. So let's go with what are the benefits of yoga?
Oh, yoga. So obviously it's just good and it regulates the central nervous system. Mm-hmm. And it's just obviously like beneficial for like your health. It's nice to have a good stretch. Like when do we actually get in there? When do we get in the body? When do we unlock that magic?
So good after it, don't you?
I feel like if she'd have been a pigeon today, I'd have been there.
Oh, yes.
Levitating.
Favorite. But yeah, like the body isn't designed to sit down for too long. And the majority of people are desk-based now, so you've got problems with the hips, tight lower back. And yoga is just perfect for releasing all that tension. Tension in your shoulders, from your posture, it's just good to release all that tension and actually learn to relax and not have your shoulders up against your ears all the time. And also, like, the mental side of thing with it's such a stress relief from work. It's time in your day where you don't have to think about anything else. It's just you time.
Yeah.
To do something for you.
I think the benefits are just endless, to be honest. Like, I feel like we could list them all. Like, you've got to think, oh, your mental health, your breathing capacity, like, where you want to be. Because I think, like, gives you direction as well, doesn't it? Yeah. It's like, what do I want out of this life? What do I want to be? Do you know what I mean? Where am I going?
Yeah.
Where am I going on the map? Where am I going in life?
Forces you to think.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Because probably the only hour or however long the class is in the day where people are actually away from their phones and not sat on Instagram having thoughts made for them, whereas in a class, it's just all you.
I know this is off topic, but have you ever read that book, How to Break Up With Your Phone?
No.
Oh, it's a good read. I'd recommend it.
Okay.
They say to that, put an elastic band on your phone, because you're literally so conditioned to, like, pick your phone, and every time you need to twang the elastic band, so it, like, sends a signal to the brain to do it. But honestly, it was a good read.
Have you ever just changed the position of Instagram on your phone?
No.
Do that, because it's not in the same space, and you'll notice how often you just go to click
I'm
it
do that
without even realizing it.
I'm a bit weird. I have mine all in apps, so it's on one folder.
But maybe move the folder.
Okay.
So move the position of the folder.
Maybe move all the apps. It takes me longer. Yeah. A little bit of a maze.
So this is my main page. Mine's not in any particular order. That's where the majority are. Mine's on the last page
at the end.
But I need to move it because I'm used to it being there now. So I need to move it back onto the middle page. But you'll notice how often you go to do it.
Okay.
Just through habit.
I love that. And then benefits of Pilates, I think they're equally as the same. I know that obviously we've discussed, obviously they are two different practices and they're two different things. Mm-hmm. But, like, for me, Pilates is about really, like, the core conditioning of the body, and it's that sort of alignment and body. Like, how often do we actually, like you said, we're like this every day,
shoulders up,
aren't we, at a desk. When are you pulling them down? Mm-hmm. When are you really feeling the scapula go down the spine?
Feels good.
But equally, I just love, like, you know, the Pilates core exercises. Honestly, even if you do, like, a tabletop, reverse tabletop, toe tapping, fire, you can feel it in your core already, can't you? And all you literally do is just tapping the toe down.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good pulse, me as well. God, I go for a pulse all day. I'm like, pulse.
Few more.
But the benefits, I think, are equally as the same, really. What would you think?
I tend to say to people, and I think I'm actually wrong in saying this sometimes, I say if you want more of a workout, then go for Pilates, but you can get equally as good of a workout through yoga, can't you, depending on what style you do. I'd say Pilates, it's a lot more core based, and a lot of people still struggle with back pain, and a lot of the time it's because they've got a weak core. Where Pilates is going to really benefit you, and your glute muscles in your bum, biggest muscle in the body, a lot of weakness through there. So if you're struggling with pain and weakness, Pilates.
I don't know if you find it as well, but I always feel that it's not people's back that's the issue, it's like their hips,
tightness,
like, that it's the hips that are causing the pain. And I'm like, need to stretch your hips out. They're like, oh, I don't need to do my hips. But I'm like,
yes, you do.
No, you are carrying it. Like, literally, I can see you carrying your full back.
Mm-hmm.
Not even in shared equally. It's like on one side.
Yeah.
But what other core benefits of Pilates is there? I'm just trying to think now.
Pilates, I would say, is more strengthening.
Yeah, strengthening. Isn't
it? A bit more of a workout. You're feeling the burn. Yoga, I would probably recommend more, because you can do more of like a gentle practice with yoga, and more benefits for, like, your joints and aches and pains, would you recommend?
But then equally, I do find some yoga positions are, like, knee-based.
Yeah.
And if you've got someone with knee injuries or anything there, it can be quite intense, I think.
Yeah. I actually had a lovely lady come to my yoga class for a while, but she actually had a porcelain patella
wow.
in her knee. And so she could not go on her knees at all because it would just crack. I didn't even know that was a thing.
No, me neither.
Like a plate, like an actual dinner plate in your knee. And so she couldn't do anything on her knees. But then you can always modify a class to the needs of people.
Yeah.
Things like that, can't you? But then I suppose you could say Pilates would be better for a person like that because it's a lot more on your back, doing mm-hmm. the core work.
Side series, yeah.
You could probably adapt that a little bit more to Pilates, couldn't you?
Pilates is easier to modify. I think yeah. I've already said that, actually. But I do find that you can go right down and you can build it right up. And I think it's nice sometimes when you drop it right down, back to the, strip it back to, like, just lifting the leg off the mat, like, you can feel it straight away, can't you? It's like, oh, God, switching on. Ooh, switch the light on. Ooh, catch the car.
Switch the light on.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, no, there's definitely a lot of benefits to both. But going back to what we said before, I think do what you enjoy, because if you enjoy it, you're going to do it more and you're going to get more benefits from it at the end of the day.
And I always find as well, try different forms. Like, you know, like, try the vinyasa, try the hatha, try the yin. Like, if you want some slower down, like yin. I had a lady the other week, bless her, I'm doing a yin class on a Friday.
So what's yin then?
So it's where you're holding sort of the asana. So it's a bit more restorative. So it's a little bit more meditation. So mm-hmm. you sort of laying on the mat, you probably do about maybe 6-7, depending on what sort of, and then you sort of hold in position. So like, you know, like a reclined butterfly, you're opening the hips, releasing, you're breathing. But like, I think I did 6 things and I saw her, that was on the Friday. She said, I could feel my body on the Saturday. I said, and she's like, oh, I said to my husband, I only did like 4 stretches, but like 4 poses.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know you can really feel it, but that's just a sign that her body needed that. Because she's quite a good spinner. She loves a good spin class. So
that's interesting, actually. I had a client of mine come to my yoga class and I was just chatting to her in our one-to-one session on Thursday. And she said she's actually got her friend to come to a yoga class. And you'll find people who love a high-intensity hit spin are like, oh, no, I can't do yoga. It's too slow. But that's where the mental workout comes in and you actually get more benefits for the mind, forcing you to slow down, and that's what yin is good for. It's another mind over matter kind of class, isn't it? Because your body's like, your mind's like, nope, come out of this pose, it's hurting, like, stop this. But then you're like, no, I can do it. You have to sort of talk yourself into it.
And it's that intuition that yoga brings to you, isn't it? It's like, okay, am I okay?
I am safe.
I am safe.
Yeah.
The mask got me. You know, if I'm going to fall, the mat has got me. Yeah. I'm falling on the mat.
Yeah. Next question. We'll do the little like quick fire ones. And then I've got another couple of questions that aren't so much Pilates and yoga based. A little bit more us based. Like a bit of a catch up, really. So quick fire. Favourite yoga pose?
Gotta be a pigeon.
Love that. I'd say, getting the opening through the hips.
Oh, God.
Pilates or yoga?
For myself, definitely yoga.
Teaching?
I really like teaching Pilates.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy facilitating yoga because obviously I do a lot of chair-based yoga as well sometimes. And it's just so nice that you can have people that can't physically like bend in certain ways due to like operation, surgery or whatever. And it's just sort of rehabbing them, isn't it? Like where I work, they have like a program where if you like, it's called like a joint program. And it's like people for like pain management and how that you can do different things to enable your body. Like you are the greatest healer. You need to do it.
Movement is literally medicine as well, isn't it? That's probably another thing yoga is really good for. I think, maybe that's a bit contradicting to what we said earlier, actually, but there are a lot of different types of yoga that you can modify.
Chair-based Pilates.
Yeah, true. It's for everyone. Everyone can do.
Yeah, and that's what I like. I like to think, I'm making a difference to someone.
Yeah.
And I do the yoga, and honestly, I'm like, what leg are we on? I've forgotten.
Yeah. And that's it. People tend to think they need to slow down as they get older, but it's actually the exact opposite. And no one's ever too old to start.
No, they're not.
Like, chair yoga is a really good starting point for people who maybe are a little bit older to give them the confidence that, oh, I can actually do it and I can move my body in that way. Because I think there's probably a bit of a fear as people get older to move in a certain way through fear of like slipping a disc in the back or something. But chair yoga and stuff like that will give them the confidence.
I am a firm believer though, do you know, once you stop doing stuff for yourself, that's when the body just seizes up, like you need to keep going as long as you can.
Yeah. My grandma's 82.
She looks unreal.
She's so good. She does all her exercises in the morning. And I was actually driving to my mum's in the week. And she was walking back from town with her Sainsbury's bags with her milk and her eggs in, which is a mile away. I stopped. I was like, what are you doing? Get in. And she's like, no, I'm getting my steps in. Because my auntie bought her a Fitbit for Christmas. So she tracks her steps now. She's like, no, I'm getting my steps in. Okay, next question. Mat Pilates or reformer?
I have a love for reformer, yeah. I'm there with reformer, yeah.
I've not tried it yet. How long are those classes?
It depends. In the average, about 45 to 50 minutes.
And how do they work then?
So you're using like the bed, so you've got different springs and then you're doing different things. You've got like your syrup, so you put your feet in, you've got your hands, you're literally doing
So do the everything. Springs change the resistance?
Yes, as you're pushing the sort of carriage away from you.
Okay. Yeah, it's
but it's so hard to like sort of, you have to keep your heels down and then press against the top of the carriage. Mm-hmm. And then you're really squeezing your core, but then you've got to think you're moving the springs, but then you don't realise how much you're moving. But you need to stay as like, as aligned as you can.
Yeah.
Do you know, like sometimes you're not just pushing off, it's that sort of in depth of you squeezing through.
Okay, nice. That's something I need to try, definitely. Tea or coffee?
Tea.
You've always been a tea guy.
100%. Yeah. I don't like coffee.
Do you not? At all?
No. I wish I did like it. And do you know, when I used to work at that deli, that coffee shop, I would just be making myself a flat white. And then I used to think to myself, oh, it's minging. I used to put about 3 sugars in. And then I just thought, why am I forcing this?
It's not even a coffee then, is it? My coffee is, I can only have it with sugar or caramel syrup in it. I wouldn't be able to have just an Americano.
Mm-hmm.
No thanks. Winter or summer?
Summer.
Summer baby.
Yeah, but I am a winter baby, like I was born in the winter.
Yeah.
But I just feel like I just love summer. You know what, I know this sounds so controversial, but I don't actually know why we changed the clocks back.
It used to be for farmers.
Okay.
To save daylight for them in the mornings. Yeah, there's no reason for it to even happen now, really, is there?
Because I'm a bit like, I prefer the lighter evenings, but then I don't know if, like, you could ask it again, like, morning, what do you say, morning or night owl? What's that one that you say?
Yeah.
Early rise.
Yeah. Early bird or night owl.
What would you say you are?
Is there an in-between? Because
I don't think there is an in-between, no.
I wouldn't say I'm an early bird because unless I'm in the gym, I'm not getting up before. I'll probably get up about 8 a.m. But then I can go to bed at 10. So that's not either, really. It's a bit in the middle, isn't
it? Yeah. I would say I'm definitely a night owl. Like, I can't. I hate getting up.
Yeah.
Even if I've got nowhere to be, I still like it.
So to be fair, even on a weekend, I'll probably be up and out of bed for about 8:30.
Yeah, I don't like to, like, when I'm awake, I don't like to really lounge in bed and what's the terminology of it? What do they say?
Sleeping, lying.
Lying in beds.
What time would you get up?
Normally.
On a weekend, if you've not got a day off. If you have got a day off.
Oh, do you know that I think my body clock, like, I have a day off, I'll be waking up at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because I don't have an alarm. If I had an alarm set, it would be getting snoozed.
Yeah.
Same time as you, I would say 8.
About 8.
Probably push it to 8:30. Or if I'm like, I could probably shut my eyes and have another 10 minutes.
We definitely used to be night owls, though.
100%.
So we actually met at uni, didn't we?
Yeah.
I was flatmates with your friend, Faye.
Yeah.
And then known each other. So it's 2025. We started uni in 2014.
Oh, my God.
That's horrendous. We've known each other, not that we've known each other, it's horrendous, for 11 years, but the fact that it was 11 years ago.
That actually scares me a bit.
I know, it's terrifying.
When you said that, then I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, We used to go out 3 or 4 times a week.
We did well.
We did so. When I think about it, we always had Prism Mondays. We'd go out on a Monday.
Quids in.
I would have my seminar 9 till 11, and then I'd have a break 11 till 1, and then I should have gone back in 1 till 3. I was in bed between that 11 till 1, and I never went back to the 1 till 3 seminar afterwards. If I did that now, I would hate myself. I couldn't do it. But then it's fine. Sleep, it's fine.
I think we just needed it though, didn't we? I think it was a bit different for me because I obviously like did a dance degree and my days were like quite full, weren't they? I don't know how I used to do that. Like literally we used to not get in until like 4 o'clock and I used to get up at 9. Well, not 9, I used to be at uni for 9.
You were very full on, weren't you?
Oh, God, that makes me feel ill.
What would you say your best memory of us is?
Best memory, I think it's just like when we used to live together, we just have to have quite a little bit of jerky playfulness. Yeah. And do you know what one of my favourite things was to do was just to make you jam? Like, I used to love it.
You would make, I think, I get so scared now when people make me jump, and I've got PTSD from you making me jump all the time.
Yeah. But I think it's that thing, like, you grew up with a sister, I grew up with a brother. My brother used to make me jump all the time. Yeah. I don't even flinch now. Do you mean like,
not.
Yeah, the PTs at work, they're always like hanging around the corridor and like screaming at you. I'm like, let's try. Some of them do get me sometimes because you get caught off guard.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm like, I've got a brother. Come on. Try a bit harder.
I'm the opposite. I'm such a wimp. I get so scared.
There's one time and I like hid in your wardrobe. So me and Holly used to, we were both on the top floor together and we had like a staircase together and then it parted ways. But like we'd always be in and out of each other's room, or if you needed to get something, you'd just go and get it. Like you'd ask and then you'd just go get it or whatever. But hid in your wardrobe one time and I must have been there for about 5 minutes and I'm thinking, God, she must be coming upstairs soon. And I stayed quiet. I let her get on the bed and then all of a sudden I just open the wardrobe and I think you actually like
heart attack.
Yeah, screamed a bit.
I hate it. I hate being made to jump. Can proper get me with that. Definitely. You know what I was thinking about yesterday when I was thinking about this question? Our trip to Prague.
Oh, for my birthday.
Yeah. That was class.
What birthday was that? 23? 22? 23rd, maybe. Or was it earlier? No.
It was... Was it in our third year of uni? Was it afterwards? Was it the year after uni, after we graduated?
Yeah. I can't remember.
That can't be 7 years ago, though.
That was a good trip. It was a Prague trip.
It was really good. With our friend Meg.
That hostel was a bit questionable, but... I've seen it all.
Stayed in some places. But that third year house, that was questionable.
Yeah. But I think the only reason why we did that is so we didn't pay some rent.
Yes, worth it.
So we literally, saved £1,000?
Mm-hmm.
Or even more?
Yeah.
£1,200?
Yeah.
Not paying some rent.
Uni's an actual ripper.
Mm.
Like, when you think about it, I did enjoy my degree, and I do use it now, personal training. So I did sport and exercise therapy, so I learned all the anatomy, physiology. So I do use that in my job now. But it is still just £9,000 for that when I don't use some of it. Like, it is a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot, yeah.
And the rent, the student finance, the loans.
But then you've got to think, like, we were just living our best lives. Like, there's just something, like, if you've not gone to uni, you don't understand it. When that student loan drops in that bank account. Oh, my God.
It was.
You were like, I don't know, you just feel like, yeah, oh, I'm amazing.
Yeah. It was fun. I miss Leeds as well.
I still go a little bit because I'm a bit closer to you, and I do like it. It's something that Leeds will always have a bit of my heart.
Definitely viaducts as well.
We used to love them nights and viaducts, God.
Prism nights, viaduct night.
And what was that other club called? Mission 2 or something?
Mission 1, Mission 2.
Vibe.
Prism There was Control for a little bit. That was only in first year.
Space.
I
didn't really like Space. Yeah. Did we like Space?
No.
Not really. It's a bit spacey.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but they didn't that used to do like 80p shots or something like that? Like,
oh my god, I just unlocked a memory. That Barbas.
Oh my god, they've got one here.
It's good for them shot wheels.
Yes, they've got one here, and oh, this is good. I'm going to give myself the ick now. So, I really enjoy hard techno music, which is, you wouldn't think, when people, never judge a book by its cover, but you wouldn't think I like hard techno. The Barbar in Liverpool do a hard techno set on a Saturday. And for some reason, just before Christmas, me and Ryan had a really bad habit of going into Bar Bar and going to that hard techno night and not getting home till 5 a.m. I'm 28 years old. I shouldn't be doing that now.
You did well.
I know. But they still have all the shots and stuff. It's quite good, that one. They've got a downstairs bit with like the shots bar. That's just like a mixture of music. And then they've got a house room, and then they've got a room where it's hard techno.
I think in Leeds now it's Pop World, where Barbars used to be. So you've still got your Top Revs, and then it's a Pop World. Yeah, Revs is still a thing, yeah.
I suppose it is in Manchester. I don't think there is one here. Revs is still a thing in Manchester, though, isn't it? At Deansgate.
There's one in Huddersfield.
Yes. Yes, because we go when you've done your...
Yeah,
is that where I met you after?
Yeah.
Yoga course. Yeah, no, I don't think there is one here.
What would you say your favourite memory of me is? The Prague trip, or...?
It's the Prague trip, but then how... I think we were in, like, a Yates's, and there was a pole, and you just got straight on that pole, legs in the air. I just loved that. I missed the dancing. So obviously you did a dance degree.
I'm mortified. Honestly, you know when like someone says, oh, I've got videos of you last night, I do not want to see them.
No,
my anxiety is through the roof as it is.
Anxiety.
I do not need any more. Thank you.
Do you find you get anxious after drinking now?
100%, yeah.
Oh, why is that thing?
Oh my god, yeah. I want to say like at least 2 days.
Yeah,
and then do you know like me? I could remember absolutely every single point of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can black out. I can remember.
It's a scary bit, isn't it?
And I'm like, not blacking out because I've had too much alcohol. I just can't
remember.
I can't remember, yeah.
Yeah. But why does the anxiety the next day become a thing? Because that was never a thing.
It's the worst.
Uni. What happens? You get old.
I think, you know, like, I know that stigma of people say, like, as you get older, you start caring less. I don't know, because I feel like when you're younger, you're a bit carefree.
Carefree, yeah.
But then is it other people's opinions you're not bothered about? But then, like, that's what anxiety is. It's what did I say do? Or my actions, yeah.
Make an idiot of myself last night.
Did I open my big mouth?
But then sober, you do care less about what other people think.
Yeah, maybe it's just a drink. Yeah.
It does. It makes you overthink, doesn't it, the next day?
I have found that as you get older and you drink, anxiety is not the one.
Yeah. Why do we do it to ourselves? To be fair, I don't that much anymore. But I actually remember us coming home from, I think we'd just been walking in town and Barbar must have been open. And we're like, just nipped in, had about 3 shots and then carried on walking because it's like on the walk back to our accommodation, yeah, wow. Wasn't it?
They were like strong, reckless. You used to be able to get like a shot wheel as well, didn't you? Used to spin?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, and in prison nights out, we'd take a fiver out. Your friend worked on the door, so get free entry. £4 on 4 VKs and a 99p chicken sandwich on the way home.
I remember, do you know what's just unlocked a memory? You, one night, we must have been going out, there was a few of us, I remember you had this water bottle, like, full of Sambuca. And you were literally just in the pew for prison, necking this Sambuca. Like, just drinking it like it was like
nothing.
Gin and juice.
Mental in it. I could not think of anything worse now.
And I think it was like
straight.
The white Sambuca as well. Is there a pink one?
There is a pink one.
Yeah.
Black pink. I actually like the banana Sambuca.
No.
And then I think a question is, would you change that about your past? But I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. Not at all.
100%. I had the best time.
Yeah. That shaped who we are today. Mm-hmm. Love that. That's all the questions we're done for the day.
Well, thank you for having me on your podcast.
Thank you for coming.
I've had the best time.
Same. Do you have an Instagram where people can find you?
Yes. So it is CT Wellness and then a little underscore at the end.
Nice. That on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'll pop that.
I think it's the same on Facebook as well.
Same on Facebook. I don't really use Facebook, to be fair.
I don't, but I do like it because obviously some of my clientele just have Facebook.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it's nice just to be able to connect and be present on there, isn't it?
Yes. I agree.
And you know, Facebook, you know what I found? Facebook groups are the one.
Yeah, you can post on there, yeah? Quite a lot, can't you?
See, when I do like a beginner's course, I post it on there. I get most of my clients from that.
Oh, okay. Is that online or?
No, I think people like to do a beginner's course really, but. Yeah, just on the local ones, see where you are. I get most people from that, yeah.
That's good. Love that. So I'll put your Instagram and Facebook handle in the show notes. If anyone's got any questions for Callum, that's where to find him.
Thank you.
And get yourselves out there trying yoga and Pilates. It'll change your life. I think it changed my life, I'm not being dramatic when I say that.
It literally changed my life.
Yeah, yoga especially.
Oh my God, changed mine. I literally was like, have no direction what I'm doing, and also I was like, I'm off to bed, so you of course come back. I'm like,
changed person.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you too, girl.